Welcome to the Bond Brain. And now, without further ado, here's your host, Bud West.
Welcome back to the Bond Brain for a look at theater numbers from the year 2023. Box office numbers, overall box office performance affects every single solitary movie out there. And folks, 2023 was not a very good year for Hollywood, despite the big blockbuster film Barbie. They really don't have much else to brag about theater-wise. I mean, and for a fair comparison to 2023, you really need to look back to 2019 and pre-pandemic. And the funny thing is, like, the biggest decline out there. So there are articles out there in the Wall Street Journal and New York Times comparing the status of Hollywood and theater chains to be that of, if you grew up in the United States, Sears or Kmart, two really successful initially chains of discount department stores that hit the skids and are now gone and fell off the map. And despite even more titles released in 2023 than 2022, the box office is down nearly 50%. And that's pretty scary for Hollywood. And I'm sure that some of this was, of course, impacted by the strikes that occurred, the writers, the actors, and the attendance drop is actually even worse. When you look at the 50% drop or near 50% drop, what they're talking about is they're talking about the actual box office revenue, what's coming in. And when you have increased ticket prices, the numbers for the actual attendance are down, and they're estimating that the actual attendance dropped about 65% in the box office. In 2019, it's estimated the theater sold 1.2 billion movie tickets. In 2023, now we've fully recovered from the pandemic, everything's open, everything's ready to go, and in 2023, they sold only 849 million tickets to the movies. People are just not going back to the theater. They had a huge number of flops last year. And as evidenced by, you know, Disney's numbers, 60% market crash and sued by their own investors and things that are just not filling the void. And what made me really start to look into this was I actually just went to the theater again. I mean, since the pandemic ended, I've seen No Time to Die, Top Gun Maverick, and Dune Part 2 in the theater, and that's it. And it was just this recent trip for Dune Part 2 when I noticed that the theater chain that we go to had a lot of dark cinemas, and we're really advertising for, they're showing episodes of television show. My wife and I went to a prime premiere for Road to a Million, but that was free. So they really didn't gain anything by that. As a matter of fact, I don't know what Amazon paid them, but I would think that they lost a little bit of money on that because it came with free popcorn and free soda and we didn't pay for a thing. And it wasn't like any type of special invitation thing because of this podcast or anything along those lines. Anyone could go. All you had to do was register. And so few people even came out to a theater for a free event like that. So much so that, you know, it's a testament to the show and whether there was actual interest to the show, of course, but I don't think that any show on a big movie screen is going to draw too many people in and they're going to pay for it. The theater we went to is advertising for video game rentals. In other words, you can rent the theater for so many hours to play video games on the big screen. They are doing anything to pull in revenue because movies are not just doing it. Some financial publications are even, you know, alluding to all of this alternative programming that they're trying to work into theater chains because they don't believe that the smaller chains are going to survive this, that there's going to be a condensing of chains. And if you think about it, less chains, less screens. And if you're in Eon Productions, that's less screens out there. You may want to hold out. You may want to wait and see what happens here. And if things get better and maybe possibly make a different decision going forward with the franchise, if you're going to shell out big bucks for a movie and you're not going to be able to get it back at the box office. I don't know that that's the case for the big blockbusters. Top Gun Maverick made money. Barbie made money, as I said. Dune Part 2, I would imagine, is going to make money. The Avatar sequel obviously was going to make money, but the 2024 ticket prediction is actually even worse. They're expecting only about 600 million tickets sold across the nation, and that's why they're worried about the smaller chains and will they even survive? And from what I have gleaned from looking around. Market experts actually believe that it's going to be video game makers and not streaming services that reap the benefit of this lack of entertainment or lack of enthusiasm to attend the box office. Now, everyone thought streaming was just going to take over, and a lot of people probably initially in the beginning of this podcast, you hear me say the box office are down and everybody's thinking streaming, streaming, streaming. But the streaming services are not doing that, you know, that well now either. They are not doing so hot. Disney Plus is not hitting its mark. Amazon Prime is not hitting its mark. I believe that Paramount Global is now up for sale, which includes Paramount Plus. And you're starting to see some condensing of streaming services. So they really aren't filling the gap that the lack of theater attendance is going into. And I think one of the most telling things that I came across, I alluded to in a live stream that I did just, you know, recently with Joe Darlington and Joe Sylock and Kyle Barbeau, and that's looking at the numbers of streamed television shows. The top 10 streaming shows are all at least 14 years old or more. People are not streaming the newer content. So the top streaming minutes last year was for a show called Suits. And the top streaming minutes for a new show was Ted Lasso from Apple TV, which I've not seen. But Suits numbers were almost 60 billion minutes. The top new show was about 16 billion. So people are not buying into a lot of this newer content. And you see questions about quality. You see questions about people trying to use it as propaganda, political garbage. They're just trying to sway decisions. They're rehashing old franchises and they think they can just change the characters and somehow that makes it fresh and better. But it doesn't look like people are really buying it. And the thing is, though, a lot of people don't really take into account that, you know, the box office numbers kind of always drove the streaming numbers. So if the box office isn't there to set a value for a piece of entertainment, then the streaming services are not going to shell out big money. And I know during the pandemic, there were articles that were saying, you know, Eon was being offered big bucks to put Bond on their platform. I think it was Netflix and one of the other services was offering big bucks for No Time to Die, allegedly. And Eon didn't take it. Probably a smart move at the time. But what about now? What if they crank out this Bond movie and they're not so sure of it? And the New York Times even ran an article that said, and this is the title, I'm not going to read you the article, but the title is How Bad Can It Get for Hollywood? Because people just are pulling back. They're not going to the theater. The streaming services subscriptions are down. Some of them have taken to raising their prices, pulling in, for instance, Amazon Prime now has ads in the middle of their, that just started recently, in the middle of their shows, in the middle of their movies, or beginning or end of their movies, they're running ads. You've got to tolerate ads on top of that subscription service. They would not be running ads if they were pulling in money left and right from subscribers. So I think that maybe because there's all of this uncertainty in the industry right now, that Eon Productions is probably pretty smart in holding off. Don't commit to anything. Don't start dumping money into something until you really know how this is going to play out, because it's not playing out really the way that 2 years ago they said it would. You know, they thought people would either return to the box office or the streaming services would become gold mines, and now neither of those things are happening. So it's really, really a weird time in the world of entertainment. You're seeing investors pull their money out. There's artificial intelligence getting involved here, and you've got writer strikes, and you've got actor strikes, and now there's wind of a Teamsters strike that could affect Hollywood. They're not going to haul the equipment. They're not going to haul the set designs. They're not going to haul the things that need to get hauled all over the place. If that happens, then again, Hollywood's going to end up in another shutdown. So I think 2024 is really going to be a very, very, very strange year for the box office. And quite frankly, if I was Barbara Broccoli and Michael G. Wilson, I think I would stay kind of above the fray for a few minutes and see how this whole thing shakes out. But yeah, send me your opinions if you think differently, if you've seen some other news that refutes this or supports this, and we'll see how it goes. This is Bud West with the Bond Brain, and the Bond Brain will return.